From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Whistle and Fish. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
They call me Tinker Man, I am the jack of trades. Fixing up with my own hands the things others have made. It's not the life I've chosen, but one given me. And it's a long and winding pathway, it leads to my destiny. And I've climbed 12 high mountains, and the rivers I know well. Some things I've locked in my heart, my tongue may never tell. You can hear me coming from a half a mile away, with the jingle jangle rattle tangle simple song I play. Any place is home where I can lay my body down. Warm summer nights I'm happy just to sleep out on the ground. And I've climbed 12 high mountains, and the rivers I know.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of VisitLex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, VisitLex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer and host of Red Barn Radio, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 532nd live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Whistlin' Fish. Three members of Whistlin' Fish are a dad and his sons, and the other two are neither dad nor sons, but they are from our region's finest university traditional music programs in both Tennessee and Kentucky, and they get together to play their own eclectic brand of bluegrass, blues, jazz, swing, and some cool country mashup material. All originals tonight, we hear, or all but maybe one tune. We're so glad to have them here on Red Barn Radio tonight. Please welcome tonight's guests, Whistle and Fish.
Serengeti days. I know the clothes I wear are the symptoms of my age. I drink and smoke too much and make a mess of things. But I've had to take the horns to earn my set of wings. To tell you the truth, all I wanna do is sometimes feel the right kind. Show up at
my door. What was it that you thought those four bedrooms were for? I'm saving all my time in a bottle on the shelf, but I need some company to save me from myself. To tell you the truth, taught me well. As for if I've learned from them, it's really hard to tell. But it's getting easier to act the way I should, 'cause I'm growing older like I always knew I would. To tell you the truth, all I wanna do is sometimes feel the right kind of way, and lately serenade myself.
Welcome one and all to Red Barn Radio. I'm Brad Becker, associate producer, host of Red Barn Radio, and we are having a grand time here tonight. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the music of Whistlin' Fish, and Whistlin' Fish is a family band, really. It seems to me that anyone who plays with them sort of becomes sort of adopted as a member of the family. Is that true, Mel? Do you feel that way? Will, do you feel like Mel is a Parsons?
I'm not sure. How will you feel if I answer yes to that?
She's at least a person. We know that for sure.
She's there. She's at the farm often enough. We have to feed her often enough. I should feel like she is.
You should be able to declare her on your taxes.
That's right. I should be able to claim her on my taxes.
We're talking about Melissa Caskey, who's back there on the bass. Well, you guys are fun, and I think we ought to start, Will, if we would, by you just giving people the roundup of how this whole thing happened.
It evolved, actually. We didn't just decide one day to start a band. I've got too many kids to list on the radio right now because I can't remember all their names. When Rachel and Billy and Matthew were small, they had a band together that did Beatles covers. They called themselves the Glass Onions. So that was the start of them playing music. And then Megan and I have been playing music together for too long to mention on the radio as well. And so when the boys got old enough and wanted to play, they finally saw the error of their wicked teenage ways and decided to play bluegrass music. And when they did, I welcomed them back into the house after I'd kicked them out. It was cold, yeah. And we started playing music together, and this just sort of evolved. And one day we said, we have a band, we should probably give it a name. Since I taught them so well, they all love and respect John Prine, so the name Whistlin' Fish seemed pretty natural.
Well, I think that I should get back on my high horse and ride out of town. I'm hedging my bets, I ain't lost this game yet. The whole crowd is coming unwound. Just a little bit more, and I'll be right through. I'm permanent, holiday bound. This place ain't my fit. You can't fire me, I quit. Oh, me and my blood. time spent not breaking or bending. I fell in a hole, I jumped off the deep end, fell flat on my back. But now me and my black hat are gone. I fell flat on my back, but now me and my black hat.
Your love for John Prine comes across in the songs. Your songs sort of have this sort of humor and poignancy to them that just reminds me of Prine.
I think as songwriters, there's no greater compliment that we could have been given. Thank you.
Tell us about your musical background. So you sired a bunch of musical kids. Were you the child of musical parents?
In fact, I was, yes. My dad's a musician. All of my siblings were I have two brothers and a sister. They are all musicians. My mother doesn't play, but she sings and enjoys it. At least I think she enjoys it. She always acted like she did when I was a kid. Looking back, I always think she must truly have always been a saint. I know she's a saint now, if you're listening, Mother. But she was when I was a kid, too, because I sat in the house and played the banjo, just flailed away at it for hours at a time. She never once said, "You're going to have to take that thing outside. Or would you please stop?" None of that. She just tolerated it. So, yeah, I came from a very musical family and a musically encouraging, musically supportive family.
Were you raised by any chance on the same property where you now reside?
I was not. It would have been lovely if I could have been. If I had been, I think that piece of property would look different than it does today. Where we are right now, the 144, which is what we call it, which is what you're asking about, is 144 acres of property that about 50 years ago was strip mined. And I use the term strip mine because that's what we called it back then. Now it's mountaintop removal is the most appropriate term. When we were thinking of moving to Kentucky and looking for property, there were two considerations. One was being able to afford it, and the other was, wouldn't it be nice to buy a piece of property that had been abused and maybe make it up to it a little bit? So that's what we're trying to do, trying to make it up to a piece of property, trying to make it up to a mountain.
If the weather had been better, honey, you and I together would have never known. You'd have thought by our expression that summer was forever ours alone. There didn't seem a reason for the changing of the seasons. It just wasn't meant to last. Now my favorite occupation is the revisitation of shorter.
We actually moved to Carter County, Kentucky, from Carter County, Tennessee. I guess we're just addicted to Carter County.
Tri-Cities area.
Does that location down there in Tennessee connect us to the way that you and Megan met?
Yeah. I finished school there. In order to play bluegrass, I discovered bluegrass and traveled to the mountains to learn how to play it. I was classically trained and since I was four, and I just kept running into players like Mark O'Connor and at festivals and
yeah, he's pretty good.
And at college I started yeah, he blew my mind, and I went to his fiddle camp and it changed my life. I met John Hartford and Buddy Spiker and Bela Fleck, everybody at fiddle camp. And I didn't know that music existed, so it opened up a whole new world. I grew up in Alabama, Huntsville, just 2 hours south of Nashville, and I didn't know about it.
Down in Huntsville, huh?
Uh-huh.
They got some fiddle competition that goes on down in Huntsville.
Yeah, it's a good one. That was just outside of Huntsville.
I think if I had to choose between insanity and you, I would plan a weekend trip to the moon. I'd build a runway in the yard, put some jet fuel in my car. I don't think my day off come too soon. But better a feather-hearted fool than an apt to be discarded tool. Better a feather-hearted fool by far. I don't want to wait around just to see you bring me down. I've packed my dreams, I'm headed for a star. Shining on the dark side of where I have gone. I'm dying to take this spaceship for a whirl. And better a feather-hearted fool than an apt to be discarded tool. Better a feather-hearted fool by far. I don't want to wait around just to see you bring me down. I've packed my dreams, I'm headed for a star. I'll never leave the ground behind, but that don't mean that I won't find a secret place, some outer space in my mind. In a world turned upside down, happiness and joy abound, much kinder than the one I left behind. And better a feather-hearted fool than an apt to be discarded tool. Better a feather-hearted fool by far. I don't want to wait around just to see you bring me down. I packed my I'm headed for a star. Yeah, look out, world. I'm headed for a star.
Did you fall into music or were you pushed?
They provided it. My parents loved music and loved violin especially, and they could tell I was musical, so they put a violin in my hands. Yeah, that's how it happened.
When they put that in your hands, how old were you?
I was four. Many different teachers. So a Suzuki for quite a while. Then I got to a teacher that was more sort of jazz and weird classical stuff and didn't follow any of the normal a normal Suzuki pattern anymore.
Did he ruin you or inspire you?
No, she inspired me. Yeah, she could hear. She's like, you should play jazz. But I didn't know what that was either. And then I heard Mark O'Connor, and I started to go to his camp and his Blair School of Music. I went for a semester, and I was already doing classical music in college, but I didn't really want to do that. So I found out about the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass program, where they've had the first four-year degree. You can get a major in it now. And I found out about that in an article in the Huntsville Times. And my parents dropped me off in Johnson City, and I went to school there.
Song, another song of mine. This is a song that I wrote for a good friend of mine who now lives in Florida, who's also a great songwriter. He was exploring all of the major answers to life for which he had no questions. I think that's the best way of saying it. Wouldn't you, Emerson, wherever you are?
Some say there's Judgment Day and it's drawing nigh, a place that prepared in the sweet by and by. I don't know about that, but I do wonder why we don't live like we'll be living.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Whistle and Fish, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Whistle and Fish after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.